Hello out there, and welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast. Today's episode is the first episode of season 6 of Your Next Mission Podcast. And I just fired up. The last 5 years, we've had over 200 guests, 200 shows, and we talked to just so many people about helping our veterans and families out. And so I'm just excited to start another season in season 6. We're super excited to kick it off this season, celebrating the Army's 250th birthday with the command team from the 3rd United States Army, 3rd Infantry Division. So please stay tuned for what I promise will be a lot of fun and a great conversation. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of military communities and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. Say it every week, we love them too. Today we're gonna be celebrating the Army's 250th birthday. What a milestone, not only for our Army, but for our country. And I'm excited to welcome Major General Christopher R. Norrie, Commanding General, and Sergeant Major Jonathan Raffer, Division Command Sergeant Major of the United States Army, 3rd Infantry Division. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing us to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks, SMA, for having us. We're looking forward to this.
Well, I tell you right now, I'm excited just talking to people and celebrating a birthday. Somebody asked me the other day, how long have you been in the Army? I said, 250 years. So I'm in the... hey, we got a lot to talk about, and we're going to have fun doing it because this is our Army. This is our Army. That's what we're celebrating. We got a lot to talk about. Before we do that, I tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. And, sir, we're going to start with you.
Okay, the most important thing about me is that I'm proud to be a dog-faced soldier, and I am proud to have the privilege of serving here in the 3rd Infantry Division. And I just want to talk about being a dog-faced soldier and what that means, and then I'll quickly turn it over to Sergeant Major Raffer. You know, if you think about everything that's in the world today, right, you know, human beings are capable of incredible accomplishment, works of literature and art that transcend generations, technologies that change the world like this here, you know, we can be incredibly uplifting as human beings. We can also be awful to one another, right? There are people in the world that fundamentally disagree with our way of life. There are bad people in the world, and nobody understands what that means more than a soldier. If you really thought about all the danger that exists in the world today, you might not leave your house in the morning. We have the privilege of serving with soldiers here in the 3rd Infantry Division that understand every one of those dangers. And every day they push that door open with chests out, shoulders back, chin up. They look squarely into the world and say, send me. I know the world's a dangerous place. I know that we have this dream of democracy that requires people willing to nurture it and to sustain it, and also people that are willing to defend it. And I will sacrifice, no matter how difficult the mission, how hard the task here, in the hope that our children and their great-grandchildren might someday enjoy the same freedoms that we do here today. The fact that there are people like Army soldiers, people that have chosen to serve here in this division and in this incredible Army for 250 years is the most humbling thing I possibly could imagine. And that's the most important thing about me personally, having the privilege of serving in this Army with these soldiers and incredible leaders like Command Sergeant Major Raffer here. It's an honor that exceeds any I deserve. And it is such a privilege to be here with you this afternoon.
You know, sir, you got me so pumped up. I'm ready to go re-enlist and go back
ready
in the
to
Army
go.
Right now. I'm ready to go.
Down.
I'm pumped
Doors
up. That's
open.
For sure. Hey, Sergeant Major.
We could always use another dog-faced soldier like you.
All right. Well, I got the face for it.
That's right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sergeant Major. That's what's unique about this division. We're not fancy. We're just tough. We're just blue-collar people that just, you know, put our boots on every morning, lace them up, put our uniform on, and just go to work and just get after what, you know, our nation's asked us to do on a daily basis, you know, just to become lethal at what we do, be proficient at our warrior task and drills. And also, at the end of the day, every dog-faced soldier is, you know, a good team player. And we're here to help each other to our left and right, and also our other fellow dog-faced soldiers that are no longer here, and continue that legacy that is, you know, is a long legacy in this division. 62 Medal of Honor winners, one of the most decorated divisions in the United States Army. So it's just, I mean, being the division sergeant major is actually humbling to put on this uniform and serve in this division.
I always like it when I get around people that have been in the 3rd Infantry Division and they get up and sing the song, the dog. I love it. They're always so pumped up.
Every morning. I wouldn't give a bean to be a fancy pants Marine. I'd rather be a dog-faced soldier like I am.
Oh, boy, I'm with you, sir. Hey, sir, the Chief of Staff of the Army selected 3rd Infantry Division to provide one of the, the first three transformation and contact brigades. What lessons have emerged so far, and how is the 3rd Infantry Division setting the tone for future Army transformation?
Yeah, I'll just start with kind of the culture here, and Sergeant Majors will talk a lot about this as well. We've already talked about being dog-faced soldiers. We're in the only mechanized division in the 18th Airborne Corps, the only mechanized division on the East Coast. That means that we have to deploy as fast as the 82nd and be as lethal as any formation that's in the 3rd Armored Corps here. That means a lot for our soldiers and for our units. A lot of time in the dirt, in the dark, training and trying new things. And what we uniquely offer the Army is scale. As you know, we've got just over 1,240 combat vehicles in an armor brigade combat team. They carry just over 8,200 main gun rounds, 250,000 rounds of 25 Mike, 87 tanks, 125 Bradleys, 18 Paladins. They consume about 150,000 gallons of fuel a day, and they carry the net explosive weight equivalent. One armor brigade carries the net explosive weight equivalent of 5 GBU-43s. GBU-43 is the largest non-nuclear weapon in our nation's inventory, colloquially referred to as the mother of all bombs. And so these are big formations. An armor brigade combat team is the equivalent of having an offensive lineman in the National Football League that's 6'9", weighs 435 pounds, and can run a 3.5-second 40-yard dash. Yeah. These are big athletes that you get up the field quickly. And we offer uniquely a level of scale. That's what these formations offer. Reference, transform, and contact, we believe, and Sergeant Major Reffer insists, that the way that we win is through combined arms operations at scale and at night. And that means a lot down here, training out in the dirt, in the dark, and in the swamps here. At night and then at scale, with most of our repetitions being done under conditions of limited visibility. We are learning about integrating UAS, deception, electromagnetic warfare at scale. We have one brigade, our Raider Brigade, that's currently in Hohenfels, conducting a rotation there that builds upon a rotation that they did at the National Training Center last year. That formation is incredible. They do great PT every single day. They do stress shoots. They're doing new gunnery tables. They're practicing new configurations with their command posts. They're practicing deception at scale, integrating counter UAS also at scale, fixed sight and on the move. UAS, both first-person viewer for sensing, and then also loading munitions, and then a full range of communications and sustainment capabilities as well. We're learning a tremendous amount from that. We learned a lot from the infantry brigade combat team transforming contact brigades, referenced the size of our command posts over the 101st Airborne, and then also counter UAS at scale from the 10th Mountain Division. All of that rests on getting the fundamentals right. That has not and that will not change. And I'll turn it over to Sergeant Major Reffer to talk about just the incredible initiatives that he and all of our leaders are integrating in support of Transforming in Contact.
Well, sir, for Sergeant Major, Sandy, let me say something real quick. You know, even when I was in the Army 20 plus years ago, we always controlled the night. And I think that makes the difference. And also I think, you know, I love officers, but the non-commissioned officers and what they currently do and what they're currently doing is another up on all the other services, there are armies around the world. Go ahead, Sergeant Major.
Yeah, the fighting NCO.
And SMA, that's what you're talking about, you know, the NCO. What we redefined it here in the division. We want it to be a fighting NCO. We want them NCOs leading at the point of contact, driving change. And I think that's what's really neat about the TIC process is that we're bringing technology into the formation, and we're giving it to our NCOs. Our NCOs are now driving the change as they're out there doing the training, coaching, teaching, mentoring our junior soldiers how to use it. And on top of it, they're taking that technology and providing that information back up through the Army to help them decide or make changes or how they want to implement this stuff throughout the formation across scale. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, here in Third ID, it always starts at 6:30 with our NCOs. It's our PT. You know, we do PT. I mean, we do it hard, we do it good, and we get after it. You got to get after in the gym every morning, or you get out on the road, beat the pavement. But we do it there with our soldiers. We get to know our soldiers. We created some unique training opportunities for our sergeants and our NCOs to excel at the ranges with stress shoots. I'm a light infantry guy. You know, we grow up doing stress shoots. We do all them reflective fire things, but we incorporated stress shoots into this process with tanks and Bradleys, incorporating stress shoots into them scenarios, elevating heart rates, elevating decision-making, adding clutter to the battlefield that now you're actually doing problem solving and your degraded communication systems. And it's making the team actually have to work together. And it's amazing because they're operating without even commands because they know what each other are doing and what they're supposed to do to support each other inside them platforms. And then ultimately, you know, our 18 Airborne Corps training guidance, we got to fight at night. And, you know, the message to our NCOs are, hey, you got to be able to fight under the worst conditions that the elements can provide a throw at you. Because at the end of the day, we are not going to own the airspace like we used to own for the last 20 plus years in Iraq, Afghanistan. So be able to do the fundamentals, shoot, move, communicate, treat, survive, and physical fitness, and be a subject matter expert at them fundamentals, to be able to do that in the worst conditions that anybody can throw at you. I think that's what makes Third ID special and our NCOs. It's actually humbling to watch is they actually own it. They are out there driving change every day. And like I said, it starts right at 6:30 every morning as they're doing PT with their soldiers in the formation.
If you could see my feet underneath this table right here, they're running so fast because I'm so excited right now. So a couple of things real quick. I still do PT. Every day I get up and I still do PT, and I'm still getting out there running every morning, knocking things out, at least doing something, getting motivated. The other thing is the basics. I love to hear you talk about the basic fundamentals of being a soldier because that's what really keeps you alive on the battlefield. You know, can you do that basic fundamental? Sometimes we worry, you got to worry about the big stuff. I understand that. But focusing on the basics and getting ready is certainly important. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the 3rd Infantry Division calls itself Georgia's Division. So please, stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I know you got to go. Stay right there. I'll be right back. I am so excited here. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are because we're talking about war fighting. We're talking about taking care of our country. We're talking about what soldiers do each and every day to keep us free. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from my presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global, You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at purdueglobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Major General Christopher R. Norrie, Commanding General, and Sergeant Major Jonathan Reffer, Division Command Sergeant Major, the United States Army, 3rd Infantry Division. Before we get back to discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button. Support our work. We appreciate all your support. Sir, the 3rd Infantry Division calls itself Georgia's Division. I love it already. What does that mean, and how do you see the division's role in the surrounding communities?
Yeah, before I want to go back to what Sergeant Reffer was talking about with training and getting the fundamentals right.
Absolutely.
I want to highlight he has done some incredible things with all of our leaders to build roll-on, roll-off ranges. We just sent an entire brigade out to the field for 6 straight weeks in the swamps of Georgia, and he's doing a lot of stuff with innovation. So if it's okay, I was going to ask him maybe to talk about those quickly. And then very proudly, I'll go through the Georgia Division, you know, kind of what why we call ourselves that and why it's important to us.
Absolutely, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, SMA, you know, here in the division, you know, we kind of break the mold on training. All right. We wanted to kind of take our soldiers to the field for 45 days and, you know, put them through some hardship, you know, build a training model that keeps them to build the fundamentals through a period of time instead of taking them out of the field and bringing them back short period rotations. So as we built the 45-day field problem, they went out, they took everything out. They emptied out of the brigade. They went straight to the field. They took their sustainment to the field. They took their maintenance to the field. And throughout that 45 days, we saw them become more lethal with their platforms. We've seen them, you know, they generated OR rates that increased inside them platforms. Ultimately, what it became to is all our soldiers started doing their job in a terrible environment, which, you know, 70% of Fort Stewart is swamps. So it is a challenging formation to actually maneuver on this installation. So allowing them to kind of build repetitions over a long duration of time to actually become more a matter expert in that than battle drills. And then ultimately, we created some roll-on, roll-off ranges. We have the tank roll-on, roll-off ranges. We're executing small arm roll-on, roll-off ranges where individuals can go out and qualify on their weapon systems with their team leaders, their squad leaders. And then as them, we created them roll-on, roll-off ranges, we also created it's called the Warrior Skill Range. You show up in full body armor, you execute a physical aspect to it, and then we run you through a set of targets on a pop-up range. As soon as you're done engaging them set of targets, we put you back through another physical aspect, which is, you know, kettlebell swings, air squats, burpees, and then we put you right back into the range to physically engage more targets. So what we're doing is we're trying to train the mind on able to control the heart rate, the breathing, trying to replicate what it would be like in combat. So we're training them for their worst day in an environment where we control the contact. And then with the innovation SMA, it's just, we have an innovation lab here at Fort Stewart. It's probably one of the most developed innovation lab in the 18th Airborne Corps. We have over $2 million worth of 3D printers, metal cutting machines, lathes, And it's really cool because it's ran by soldiers. It's soldiers that have completed their KD time, and we've placed them down there, and they run this innovation lab. We're basically building our own drones. We have a Sergeant Perry E5. He's got a doctorate degree, and he physically builds our drones from scratch. We've created sensors because of Southeast Georgia. We have mold issues within our barracks. We have created a sensor that we can put in every barracks room on the installation, and the first sergeants can physically monitor the temperature and moisture in every barracks room on the installation. So now it's an indicator if there's mold forming inside them barracks to actually be able to solve that before it gets out of hand. They come in really handy as we go to the field for 45 days because we take people to the field. We are able to monitor that while we're in the field. And if we see an indicator something's going wrong, we can then action it with our rear D to solve that problem very quickly.
I love to hear things like that because it pumps me up to know that you're trained the way you're going to fight and you're getting ready to do whatever you got to do and you're ready to do it at a moment's notice. So my hat's off to you. Keep up the great work. And if I can ever help you, I don't know what I'd ever do, but if I can ever help you, please let me know. Go ahead, sir. You're going to tell us about the Georgia
division? No. We're here. So against that backdrop, back to the Georgia division question, you know, in the 18th Airborne Corps, the 82nd Airborne is the best in the world at what they absolutely. Do. Airborne operations, 101st, the best in the world at long-range air assault operations. The 10th Mountain is the best in the world at operating in the world's most austere conditions anytime, any place, day or night. We want to be the very best in the world at large-scale ground combat operations. And everything that Sergeant Ruffer just talked about, that is the foundation that we've invested in to do that. And so we want to build the best tankers, the best mechanized infantrymen on planet Earth here as part of 18th Airborne Corps. We talked earlier about the need to deploy and then being here in the state of Georgia. Fort Stewart is uniquely positioned. It's the only mechanized division on the East Coast. There are four ports that are close to here, to include the second largest port on the eastern seaboard, the Port of Savannah. Four major airfields are here, and we practice that a lot. And I'll turn it over to Sergeant Major Reffer. We have a mechanized package that we've deployed out of here 7 times in the last 12 months, down to the Joint Readiness Training Center to train with the 82nd Airborne Division and the 101st down there as part of a heavy light rotation. We even flew a package up to Fort Bragg to train with the 82nd at home station, so we could do that also. But it goes back to that culture piece that we talked, you know, earlier. Being Georgia's division means that we have access to a lot of resources that allow us to deploy. It's a wonderful community here in Southeast Georgia. It also, you know, means a lot doing all of that as a part of 18th Airborne Corps. We have to be ready to deploy, and building that culture within our formations is really decisive.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you hear us speak, I really, what we're doing here with every dog face soldier is training their mindset, creating that mindset to be ready, not to get ready. Because you don't know when that call is going to come. So that's why as we focus on the fundamentals, be brilliant at the basics, you know, that package that we have developed is training a culture of saying, hey, you need to pack your rucksack. You need to have your gear ready. You need to be ready at the moment notice. So that is the message that we really drive into everybody is I think it's truly, it's a mindset. We have the ability to train and we can be really brilliant at the bases, but we got to train that mindset that they know that any moment of the day, night, year, you're going to be called on and we want to be ready to go. And that's what we do here is we train the mindset to be successful. And we do that through the basics of just being brilliant at the basics. And then one thing that's unique here too, SMA, you know, when we talk about, you know, where the Georgia division is, you know, there's a lot of great things that happen in the Georgia area. Definitely here in the Southeast Georgia. If you like seafood, we have it all. I mean, you know, so we want to retain our soldiers that are transitioning out into our communities because they're the ones that can tell our message and tell them what we do for them. So we have over about 1,000 soldiers that transition, you know, out of this division. Most of them try to stay here within the local community. There's a lot of business opportunities here in the Southeast Georgia with corporate America businesses. And ultimately, it is a huge retirement community where there's a lot of, you know, senior NCOs that live in this community. Just I had a meeting yesterday with Rick Merritt. I mean, everybody knows who Rick Merritt is. He's here. He's an advocate for this division. He's advocates for our soldiers that are transitioning. If they need jobs, he works them into the community here. So I think, you know, anybody that comes to this division, you know, they're still family to us, even when they leave the service. And we want to keep family close to us so we can actually see them and invite them back to experience that they're dog-based soldiers forever, not just for the period of time that they're stationed here.
Yeah, you got to say hi to Rick Merrick for me. I haven't seen him for a long, long time. Make sure you say hi to him. And the other thing, it really makes me feel good to see a command team that's so close together. I like the fact every time the general says something. No, well, you're both incredible. But every time you talk, you want to support each other, and that's leadership. That's a great example. I mean, you're talking about the division. I got that, and I understand all the great things you're doing, but it's also starts at the top. And so thank you guys for what you're doing. You good role models, great role models for the Army and certainly for our division. We need to take another quick break. I don't want to take a break. The guy in the back is telling me to take a break. I don't want to take a break. But when we come back, we have a very special surprise. So please, I know you're not going to do it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Now here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Major General Christopher R. Norrie, Commanding General, and Sergeant Major John Raffer, the Division Command Sergeant Major for the 3rd Infantry Division. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, if I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at SMATilley@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Sir, before we go, it's tradition. It's tradition for the last four shows to cut the Army's birthday cake. So please join us to celebrate this great occasion. But before we do go through that, what each one of you tell us on this occasion, what the Army's birthday means to you? And sir, we'll start with you.
We've already talked about some of it up front. It means service and selflessness. It's the privilege to be a part of such an incredible institution filled with the greatest people in the world. And to have the privilege of cutting a birthday cake with you today, oh, it's absolutely awesome. So it just means the world, and it's everything in our lives. And so thank you.
Yes, man, I think it's just humbling just to be able to serve the nation and then also just to represent the people and the American people. And then, you know, it's pretty cool to have a 50-year birthday party. I don't know if many people actually survived that long.
Well, I'm trying. Okay. Hey, look here, there's a couple rules here. I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then I want you to say happy 250-year birthday, Army. Hooah! Okay? That's all you got to do. And let me get up, get my saber ready. All right. Hopefully you got the camera running and everything. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Happy 250-year birthday, Army. Hooah!
Hooah! All right. Well, we got through that. Hey, I get. Thanks for each of you sharing your thoughts and the Army experience for the United States 3rd Infantry Division. And this has been, I can't tell you this. I love things like that because it pumps me up, and it's so good to see our Army doing so good with, like I said, great leaders. And this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts, or maybe you want to share with the audience that maybe we didn't talk about? And sir, we'll start with you.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. There's wonderful things going on. We're really proud of everything that we're doing here, not only in the division, but inside 18th Airborne Corps and then across the Army. Also, we are ready. The American people call us. This division is ready to express their will on any adversary that would dare harm our national interest or way of life. We take that, as everyone does in the Army, very, very seriously. It's a lot of hard work. A lot of time out in the dirt, in the dark, training and at night and trying to get it right so that we'll never get it wrong if we're called. And it's a sacred endeavor. We're proud to be a part of it. And just thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Well, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thanks for going first, having us, SMA. I think it's pretty cool to actually get to tell our story and actually hang out with you for the last 30, 40 minutes, just to, you know, reminisce on the history of 3rd ID. But I mean, ultimately, it's a true honor and pleasure to serve the United States as a Sergeant Major in the 3rd Infantry Division. And Dogface soldiers are always ready. They're ready to, you know, assume any mission that the nation asks us to do. And we're ready, and we'll be standing ready for that.
Well, God bless both of you, and just keep up the good work. And thanks again for what you do and just being with us today. You're doing a tremendous job, and you ought to be very proud of what you're doing and the soldiers that you're leading each and every day.
Rock of the Marne.
Hooah! Thanks again to Major General Christopher R. Norrie and Sergeant Major Jonathan Raffer for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website, yournextmission.org, and leave your review. On this show, we ought to get a great review. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. And if you like what we're doing at yournextmission.org, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Major General Norrie, Sergeant Major Raffer for being with us today. And I tell you what, if you're not pumped up celebrating our birthday, listening to people that care so much about us, about our country, about our way of life, something's wrong with you. Remember, when they go to that 3rd Infantry Division, they raise their hand and say, I'll protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And you know what that means? That means they're willing to die for our freedoms. They're willing to die for you and for me each and every day. So remember, on our birthday, wear your hat, show your colors, be proud of who you are. And don't forget, we love our Army each and every day. Thanks again for watching, and thanks to Newmar Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.